I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. U.S. dairy farmers are watching closely as negotiations continue between Japan and the U.S. on trade disputes over autos and agriculture. Japan is a $300 million market for U.S. dairy. Former Secretary of Agriculture and CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council, Tom Vilsack, says that number could grow to nearly $1 billion over the next 10 years. Vilsack told RFD-TV that all depends on a positive trade agreement being reached between the two nations.
That's why we think this is important to have the administration continue negotiations with Japan, and hopefully sometime late summer, early fall, the administration's in a position to talk about a mini agreement that opens up new opportunities. If we don't get that agreement, then we continue to have the tariff differential that we see that will grow over time with New Zealand and with the EU with their free trade agreements, and then we could potentially lose a portion of our market share. So it's a pretty serious consequence and a great opportunity. So hopefully we're going to see some progress.
After President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, or TPP, the remaining nations negotiated a new trade agreement called the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. That has been in effect, offering lower tariffs to those nations since December of 2018. California is the leading dairy producer. 40.4 billion pounds of milk were produced in 2018. Colorado produced more than 4.5 billion pounds of milk in 2018. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.